The president, who is now aboard Air Force One, flying home to Washington, said that he is confident he has defined all of the main ingredients of a peace treaty. The announcement came at the end of a 2.5-hour meeting at Cairo Airport with President Sadat and following a telephone conversation with Prime Minister Begin.
I have just given to President Sadat a full report on my discussions in Israel. During that visit, the United States made proposals for resolving a number of outstanding issues, proposals which were accepted by Prime Minister Begin and his cabinet. President Sadat has now accepted these proposals. Based on discussions in Egypt and Israel, I have also presented United States proposals to President Sadat and to Prime Minister Begin for resolving the few remaining issues. Earlier today, Prime Minister Begin agreed to present these proposals to his cabinet for consideration. This will be done at the earliest opportunity. President Sadat has carefully reviewed all these remaining issues and has accepted these same proposals. I have just informed Prime Minister Begin by telephone of President Sadat's acceptance. I am convinced that now we have defined all of the main ingredients of a peace treaty between Egypt and Israel, which will be the cornerstone of peace settlement for the Middle East. Thank you.
That was President Carter's most optimistic statement yet on this trip, but there are really no details now on the nature of the president's proposals or just what the definition of the terms of peace would mean. He did say, leaving Israel earlier today, where he held one last meeting with Prime Minister Begin, that his 3 days of talks with the Prime Minister had made substantial progress. He said there were only two or three issues yet to be resolved, and that his talks in Jerusalem had narrowed the differences over those issues. But the White House would not say specifically what those issues were or discuss the substance. White House officials yesterday were saying that they related to the future of the Palestinians on the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and over the issue of oil and how that might be sold by Egypt to Israel. Israel would like Egypt to guarantee an uninterrupted supply of oil. Israel had relied until now upon Iran for nearly 60% of the oil that it uses. But Egypt so far has been unwilling to give that commitment. Repeating, President Carter has just left Cairo for Washington, and a short time ago in Egypt, he announced unexpectedly that proposals he has made to resolve outstanding issues in the peace negotiations have been accepted by President Sadat. And Mr. Carter said that Prime Minister Begin has agreed to submit those proposals to the Israeli cabinet for their consideration. We are not quite certain just when that might occur. The president is now aboard Air Force One, flying home to Washington. Bob Jamieson, NBC News, New York.